Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space of healing for Black women who are looking to get to where the joy, abundance, and liberation resides. Let's go ahead and dive into today's conversation. I want to talk about holding the boundaries that we create. Holding the boundaries that we create, which is uber, uber hard if you are someone like me who is a former/sometimes still in that space people pleaser, amongst other things. So we're going to talk about holding our boundaries, as uncomfortable, as that can be. Before I start the episode, though, I'd like to share, if I can, what I did for self-care in the last few days, few weeks, and so many things, y'all. So many things have been happening just in the last few months, but one thing that immediately comes to mind is the fact that I am in a place where I can have someone come into my little place and clean it for me. I'm going to have housekeeping services. And you might be thinking, well, is that really like self-care? Hashtag abso-freaking-lutely. Yes, yes, it is. It's like I'm really trying to get to a place slowly but surely. Remember self-care and like all the stuff that you and I talk about, like it's not linear, excuse me. What did I say? Lineal? I think I was trying to say millennial. It's not necessarily linear. It's not a straight line. There's like ups, downs, backs, forwards. It's a slant. It's an angle. It's straight. It's backwards. Like it's circles and loop-de-loops. You know what I mean? But it's all like self-care. It's all moving us forward towards this feeling. And actuality of being free, being liberated, being whole and feeling whole and healed, right? So when it comes to the house cleaning, that for me is very helpful because I am really trying my best to no longer like do all the things. And I guess now that I'm in a place where it's more accessible to me as far as with my finances, even though, can I clean my house? Yes, absolutely. Does it take me necessarily all day? No, not really, not right now. But would it be nice to have someone else come in and from time to time do things that I just would like to take a break from? Abso-freaking-lutely. And that honestly is self-care. That is a part of self-care. It is a part of self-care for me to be able to step back from playing all my positions or from doing quote-unquote all the roles and being all the things. And so that's one area where I'm like, why not allow someone who has that expertise to go ahead and do that? So I'm stepping back every once in a while and allowing that. And I've had house cleaning before, of course, but I had stopped doing it and then my money got funny. But now that I'm in a place where it's not so funny, like my money is still key-keying, but it's not like a, it's not like we had a Dave Chappelle comedy show. Like it still got a little key-key in it, but it's not like full on Kev on stage or anything like that. So
I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and lean into this, which also is really like a mindset kind of level up for me because I do believe in luxury. And that is a luxury. I know that when we think about luxuries, a lot of times it's about, buying like the latest clothes or shoes or the most expensive perfume or jewelry or, going on tons of vacations or things like that. Those things aren't necessarily my jam anymore, I guess. So I can take it or leave it, but for me, luxury is being able to reserve some time to myself, So, in any case, however you identify with luxury, you know what I'm saying? We want more of that because you're worthy of that, and that's something that Black women deserve. Okay? So I'm just doing more things like that again help me also to elevate my mindset about me, who I believe myself to be, how I feel about myself, things like that. In any case, something else that I did that kind of like coincides with that, speaking about not doing all the roles, is I am no longer playing the role of chauffeur slash taxi slash Uber. I have an adult child. And I was taking her back and forth to work because she doesn't have a license yet. Very long story short, I was a late license getter too, so I understand. I don't think I got my license until I was maybe like 21 or 22. Can't even really remember. In any case, now your girl is telling her, nope, you gotta hit the brakes, catch call an Uber or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just so quick to grab my keys and be like, okay, let's go. And her workplace is close. You know what I mean? It's not like it's an hour or even a half an hour away, but I do not have to be that role all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really taking time as of late to kind of just observe the things that I'm doing, how often I'm doing them, how do I feel after I do them, how do I feel while I'm doing them, how do I feel before I do them, what would I like to be doing? You know what I'm trying to say? Just like thinking about me more. And shifting away from some of these roles that a lot of times we've been dictated that we must do these things all the time and we must do them with excellence. You know what I'm saying? Keeping your home clean, on point, doing all the things for your kids and buying all the things for your kids or, those kind of things. Like, I am really doing what I can to observe myself in these positions and figure out where I can step back, figure out where I can allow someone else to step in. And take care of things that I always typically do because it's not my job to do these things or play this position like forever and ever and ever without any consideration to me, my needs, my physical needs, my mental health needs, my, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing, some of the things I've been doing as of late when it comes to self-care. Okay. So, and by the way, I would love to hear what you're doing for self-care. I know I give you guys some of the things that I am doing, kind of like little mini updates, if you will. But if you want to share with me what you're doing for self-care, I would love to get an email from you. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com, or you can shoot me a DM. I can't promise that I'll get to your DM on Instagram very quickly because I'm just not really like on social media like that. But I do check them. I do check them, and I do try to respond. So, all right, I just have a quick episode for you, and it's in regards to these boundaries, these pesky, pesky, but oh so important boundaries, right? So we've talked about them quite a bit on the podcast, or at least I feel like we did. But I guess something that I am dealing with right now that I want to speak on is the fact that, after you create the boundary, you've got to be able to hold it too. You've got to be able to hold it. And that for me has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. So we know that boundaries are important. They help to keep us protected. They keep our mental health, help to keep our mental health in check, help to ensure that we are not just, that we are prioritizing ourselves, that we are experiencing life the way that we need to experience life. Maybe it's more safety, maybe it's less of this or more of that, or maybe it's more respect, or you know what I'm saying? It's just boundaries are different for all of us, but generally speaking, boundaries kind of like draw the line of where you are and this other like person or experience kind of like infringing upon you, right? But they're so hard. They're so hard. And I don't necessarily, I don't know. I'm sure it's out there, obviously. It's, but I'm not like in those streets all the time. But when I am looking at stuff online and things like that, I'm not seeing many people talk about how hard it actually is. I know that we have people that are saying, you know, set the boundary, cut them off. And I've been that person too. Like, just cut them off, sis, da, 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 da. And that's all well and good, but after that, what's the follow-up? You know what I mean? Are these people, myself included, in the past, like, you set the boundary and then it's just like, happy days are here again, or like, you're not feeling some kind of way about having to set that boundary, you know what I mean? But in actuality, if you're an empathetic person, or someone who's been conditioned to tolerate certain levels of things to where you feel guilty for even setting the boundary, right? Once you have kind of drawn your line in the sand and said, I'm not going for this anymore, like, miss me with that, you know what I mean? It can be hard to not hold that boundary. It can be so hard to want to, I don't want to say cave or give in, like it's making you, like you're just so weak or something, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just to cave. It's so hard not to be able to do that. It's so easy to kind of slip back into those old patterns of yourself that you have been trying to break away from. Me personally, I am breaking away from, you know, things we talked about in the past, like people pleasing and things like that, but also just kind of like breaking away from this version of me that... This version of me that, like, I don't know, was beyond the people pleasing, just feels like I have to submit to, or like renege on whatever the boundary is, because ultimately, if I don't, then this is that this, like, for example, let's say I'm setting a boundary with a person, like this person's not going to like me anymore. And if your identity is wrapped up in how people feel about you, if your identity is wrapped up in like what people might think about you or things of that nature, it can be really scary, and it can really cause you to feel like you just want to do whatever it takes to get back in that person's good graces, no matter what has transpired, because you can't handle that someone, you know, might feel some kind of way about you. So it can be really hard, and we wonder why sometimes people go back to, for example, their abusers, for example. Maybe it's not so much about how they feel about you if you hold that boundary, but it can be hard because that person, like, you become like you're just so wrapped up in their existence, you're so wrapped up in their world. That's all that you are familiar with, it's all that you know. And so if you consider that to be like kind of like your safety, even though there have been some really harmful things that have transpired, but in your mind, it's still like, in other words, like, it's like, well, at least I'm not alone, or it's better than nothing. You know what I'm trying to say? When you set that boundary, you can feel very isolated and alone, and it can, and like, you don't have anyone now. It's just you. And that can be a really scary feeling. That can be a outrageously, outrageously scary feeling. Or it can just be confusing. Like, you set the boundary, you're used to certain things happening, you know what to expect with a certain person, and then when you set that boundary and it's no longer, like, you've pulled yourself away from that source of whatever was antagonizing you, for example, that can be confusing as well, because it's like, at that point, you don't really know what to believe about your life, about yourself, you know what I mean? If someone's constantly telling you that you're one thing, like, oh, you're stupid, for example, and you set a boundary and you cut ties with that person, or you, whatever, you're not in communication with them anymore, and you're not getting that anymore. It can be confusing because you're like, well, now what? Am I stupid? This person said I was stupid for so long. Am I stupid? It's just, there's a lot that can happen with boundaries. And I guess the point of me recording this episode is if you're currently going through something like that, where you've recently had to set a boundary, it could be with your spouse, it could be with your child, it could be with your parent, it could be with your coworker, it could be with whomever, you know what I mean? Friend, best friend, ex, whatever. If you're anything like me, I just want to encourage you to hold that boundary. Just like actually a couple of people have recently told me. Now I'm telling it to you. I want you to hold that boundary and think about what's on the other side of that. Yes, it will definitely, you'll definitely have some times when you feel like you're just in on unfamiliar ground. As liberating as it may be to set that boundary, it can still feel scary. But again, I just want to encourage you to hold that boundary and think about like what you deserve.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only chains frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
What your value is. What freedoms are available to you now that you've kind of drawn your line in the sand and said, I'm not going to go through this anymore. I'm not going to associate myself with this anymore. I'm not going to be treated this way anymore, right? What's on the other side of that? I can tell you that for me, again, obviously as scary as it might be to hold onto a boundary, on the other side of that, it has been extraordinarily free in a way that I can't explain. I guess for me, I was never one to stand up for myself. I was never one to set boundaries. So now that I have in multiple ways over the last few years, and definitely very recently, it has just really open my eyes to another part of life that's actually quote unquote normal that I never really had the opportunity to experience because I was just so thrust in the middle of dysfunction and struggle. Does that make sense? That uncomfortable feeling that I feel, and maybe you as well, but that uncomfortable feeling that I feel, I'm starting to understand is really not even how can I explain it? It's not even really uncomfortable. It's like what life normally is. It's what life normally is when normal people deal with normal people that have emotional intelligence, or they're not toxic or harmful or things like that. Like it's just we're experiencing something new. Like if you weren't allowed to have boundaries, we're experiencing something that we've never experienced before. And that's a part of why it feels weird. That's a part of why it feels off. That's why in part it feels new and scary and uncertain. Does that make sense? So that's just something that I'm learning, but I want to encourage you to hold the boundary and just remember your worth, remember your value, remember who you are and how you deserve to be treated and how you deserve to experience this thing called life. Once you start setting boundaries, you are going to realize like you do not have to just take any old kind of thing, be it a job situation, a family situation, a partnership. Like once you start setting boundaries, you'll start to understand that you deserve much more than probably what you were even getting for a very long time. So hold the boundary. Hold the boundary as hard as it might be. Hold the boundary. And while you're holding that boundary, don't be surprised, again, since there are going to probably be some feelings of unease or discomfort or things like that, just allow yourself to sit with that. Right now, I told a friend recently, like I'm having an inner child temper tantrum. I'm having an inner child temper tantrum right now because something that I'm going through, I feel like it's extremely unfair. And I'm holding a boundary. And excuse me, processing that, and I'm not rushing to just fix things and like removing that boundary, if that makes sense. So I'm having like this inner child temper tantrum currently. I am very aware of that, and I'm just gonna allow myself to go through that process and feel all the feels and kick and scream and shout and cry or whatever my inner child needs to do up in there so that I can heal from this and move forward, right? With self-awareness and more clarity. But I don't want to rush the process because if I rush the process, that means I'm also going to be rushing the fact or rushing to just smooth things over. When we set boundaries, we think that we've done something wrong or that we're a bad person. And so we a lot of times will rush to smooth things over because we don't want to unsettle the flock, if you will, or anything like that. But I am just going to sit with this, and I encourage you to sit with it too, and just allow life and God to just let things continue as they need to continue, okay? Without you piling on yourself and saying that you're bad or you're this or you're that. It's not about any of that. It's not about any of that, okay? It's about you starting to acknowledge your worth as an adult when you didn't have the opportunity, for example, to do that in previous years or even previous decades. So hold that boundary, sis, whatever that is. Hold that boundary. And you can hold a boundary without having to take on characteristics that aren't like you, for example. Like I can hold a boundary and I don't need to cuss somebody out to do that. Let's just not. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm talking about me personally. When I think about holding a boundary, I think about the things that like I don't have to, like the characteristics I don't have to take on just to hold this boundary. And that's going to be different for you, for me, for everyone else, but you got to do what makes sense for you. But ultimately, you know, you're not a bad person. You're not selfish. You're not mean. You're not a horrible person. You're not whatever labels may have been slapped on you as you started to set and hold these boundaries. It's literally you raising your hand and saying, I've had enough of the dysfunction. It's literally you raising your hand and saying, I'm ready for my freedom now. The freedom that I deserve because I'm here. You know what I mean? That's what you're raising your hand to. So as you're holding that boundary, don't necessarily think about the things that you may have lost. Because a lot of times, I'm gonna be real with you, those things are like if they were lost, there's a reason. If they were lost, there's a reason. If you setting a boundary and holding a boundary causes, for example, someone to feel some kind of way about you, to say certain things to you, or like, I don't know, whatever the case may be, that boundary is definitely a win. You know what I'm saying? That boundary is definitely a win. So don't think of what you are losing when you set boundaries. Think of what you are gaining when you set a boundary. Right? Hold the boundary, sis. Hold the boundary. If you're currently got boundaries going on, which a lot of us should, right? You're not being wrong. You're not being bad. You're just ex asserting yourself and allowing yourself to honor your humanity and to liberate yourself from a lot of the shenanigans that is happening currently and has been happening for a very long time. Okay? Hold the boundary. I'm encouraging you to hold the boundary, and I support you as you hold your boundary. And I'm holding my boundaries right alongside you, and we're gonna do this together. And we're gonna continue moving forward to that wholeness and that wellness and that self-love and abundance and joy and healing and good health and like all those things. Like we are moving forward towards that, you and I together on this little journey that we're on, right? There's gonna be some bumps and bruises along the way. We're gonna take 5 steps forward and sometimes 11 steps back. Like it's not linear, like I said before, but you and I, we're definitely in this together. And just know that you're not alone. You are definitely not alone. And one thing I want to say, I realize that I talk about trauma, healing, boundaries, things like that a whole bunch versus self-care in regards to for example, money and getting out of debt and skincare and taking care of your natural hair and you know things of that nature. And I definitely do want to start talking about that more. I think that I am really just so focused on us freeing ourselves from years and decades worth of toxic abuse and traumas and things like that within our community from a whole variety of places that's what kind of comes through. I promise I have other episodes to talk about and things like that when it comes to self-care, but I just want you to remember that a lot of times we lock ourselves into our own little prisons because we haven't really connected yet with the healed versions of ourselves because it's hard. It's hard to get to a place sometimes where you feel more healed, more whole, happier, things like that. And we are limiting ourselves or being held back from things that happened in our past. And a lot of us had some really effed up things that happened to us in our childhoods and in our young adulthoods. So that's why I talk about this kind of stuff a lot, because right now, that's just where I live, and based on the messages that I receive, it seems like a lot of you are living kind of like there too, right? So yeah, I'll definitely be talking about other stuff, for sure, because I do want to start talking about money for sure, and debt and getting out of debt and healing our money trauma, and because like all of this stuff is connected, it's all connected. But yeah, just this whole thing with boundaries. And by the way, there's a book called shoot, I don't have it, but Nedra. Nedra, is it Tawab? I'm not remembering her name. I'll try to put it in the show notes if I remember. But she has two really good books on boundaries and family dysfunction and things like that. I really would encourage you to go and check those out. Okay, she's a Black woman and her books are really, really good. So again, I will try to put that in the show notes that you can check them out in case you don't already have them. I think I've talked about them before because I have both books. But I want to just go ahead and mention that again. Talks about boundaries and things like that. So, in any case, that's the end of this episode. Just know that I'm right there beside you, in spirit, I guess, going through these things on a day-to-day basis. So, don't think that you're alone. Don't think that you are, I don't know, not good enough, not smart enough, not like doing all the things properly and perfectly and things like that, and that everyone is just at a certain place with whatever in their life. I'm telling you, women in their 20s can be in your position, in my position. Women in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s and beyond. Does that make sense? So it's not just you. It's not just you, and you're not going crazy. And it definitely takes some time to kind of imagine, like you've been in a deficit for all these years. We have to get ourselves back to like zero, right? If you're in a deficit all these years with just the things that you have experienced, the things that you have dealt with, the things that you've gone through that have happened to you, those things like take hits out of us, right? So whereas I guess the quote unquote normal, I keep saying quote unquote normal because everybody's gone through some things, but just go with me. The quote unquote normal person might be at a positive 50 to live an average life, right? They haven't had as much trauma, or maybe their trauma is just different, or maybe they haven't really had any trauma. You know what I mean? So maybe their life right now, currently, they're at a positive 50 or whatever. But let's say you've really been going through some things, and you're still kind of living in that area, you might be like a negative 15, a negative 40. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to take some time for us to kind of get back to just that zero even place so that we can then move forward. So that's why I do these kind of podcast episodes, because they're good. They're good for me, and I know if they're good for me to be able to speak through this and speak to this and connect with people in that way, then I would assume that it's someone out there needed to hear it. It's good for someone out there, right? All right. So that is it, my friend, for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you haven't had a chance to do so, please be so kind as to leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and maybe Spotify if they let you do that there. But yeah, that's it for the episode. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.